Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. It's crazy what's going on in the world right now. What's a real estate investor to do? Today we'll talk about coronavirus, civil unrest, unemployment, and other good news for real estate investors on the Real Estate Guys radio program.
It's Gene from the Residential Assisted Living Academy. The silver tsunami of seniors is coming. You've been hearing me tell you about that for years now on The Real Estate Guys, and it's true. You know, with everything that's going on in our world today, the safest place for a senior to be is a residential assisted living facility. The best place to be for cash flowing real estate in the current economy is residential assisted living. You know, I've been telling you about it. The silver tsunami is here, but if you'd like to learn more, be educated, and get the information that can really propel you into the future, I'd love to share that with you.
To gain access to an informational webinar presented by certified financial planner and real estate entrepreneur Gene Guarino and discover how you can turn a nice home in a nice neighborhood into a cash flow machine, send an email to ALF, A-L-F, at realestateguysradio.com. That's ALF at realestateguysradio.com. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, as usual, it's our financial strategist and co-host, Russell Gray.
Hey, Robert.
There is so much going on in the world, so we thought we'd call this show Coronavirus, Civil Unrest, Unemployment, and Other Good News for Real Estate Investors. And that really right out of the gate is to break a paradigm. It is so easy to get caught up in all the negativity out there. People are watching what's happening in the world and they're cringing and they're getting upset and all those things that are natural human emotions. And natural human emotions can often be the detriment to real estate investors. Real estate, by its very nature, is meant as an investment to be a little more uneventful, a little more neutral. We always say you shouldn't get attached to a property. You shouldn't get a heart connection to an investment property. Your home, sure. Your vacation property, absolutely. But when it comes to real estate, it's all about the numbers. It's all about financial performance and market durability and all that. And so big picture is that the need for real estate is not going away. You know, Russ and I hail originally from Silicon Valley, and no matter what technology comes about, I can't imagine there's going to be something that eliminates human beings having to sleep under a roof. So real estate's here for the long haul. And in this age of bad news sells, and if it bleeds, it leads, we thought that we'd take a little different tack this week and maybe talk about some good news.
Yeah. I mean, if you've only been investing post 2008, if you're a little bit younger, and of course, these days, as I grow older, I look around the room and everybody seems a little bit younger.
Including me.
I remember as a younger man coming up and running into adversity. I'd start to figure the world out. I'd figure my life out. I'd get my things organized, my business organized, my feelings and my relationships organized. And somehow, some way, something would come along and, you know, upset my neatly stacked apple cart. And it would frustrate me. And I would get angry and I would become bitter. And I would think the world was out to get me. Well, you know, over the years, I realized that a lot of that is part of the way the world works. And you just have to suck it up and deal with it. And it isn't really personal. And that was kind of phase one. You know, Tom Hopkins taught me early in how to master the art of selling. Before I ever knew Tom as a personal friend, just when he was a mentor of mine through his writings and his recordings, he said, you know, I never see failure as failure, but just the feedback I need to improve my performance, to adjust my technique and so on. And so that was kind of the beginning. But, you know, then down the road, I had a great conversation with Robert Kiyosaki over drinks, one of my first really intimate conversations with Robert. And it was right where he and the co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, his original business partner, they were in the midst of a business divorce. They were breaking up. And we were up at the top of the tower there in Dallas, Texas, at the relaunch of Success Magazine many years ago. And he told me that this was going on in his life. I said, oh, Robert, I'm so sorry. And he looked at me with those intense Robert Kiyosaki eyes. And he said, don't be. It's going to make me better. It's going to make me stronger. I'm looking forward to it. And I was like, wow, what a great attitude. And, you know, over the years, I've learned many, many things from Robert and other successful people like Kenny McElroy, who've been through the ups and downs of life. I mean, Robert has been shot out of the air in his helicopter. Not once, not twice, but three times. And I'm guessing that that actually helps you put things in perspective. When I first met you, Robert, you were just coming off of a terrific loss, one that I really couldn't understand. And maybe to a degree, I still don't. But, you know, obviously, it's no secret that last December, I lost my wife of 41 years. That was the hardest hit I've ever taken. And I thought I was ready, and I'll be honest with you, here we are 6 months later, and I thought I was over it. This last few days have been probably among the most difficult of my entire grieving process. So it's a whole new wave of sadness I've been dealing with. And I have to remind myself that all of these things are part of my character development. They're part of living the human experience, and life is a package deal. Well, investing is a package deal too. And right now we're in a world of circumstances that many consider overwhelming, beyond reason, so frustrating and challenging. But, you know, here's the bottom line. And maybe this is a spoiler for the whole show, but I think there's a lot more to talk about. The world is going to go on. Robert opened up with, hey, real estate is still going to be here. It's still going to be, people are going to be here in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years. People are still going to need real estate in their lives in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. For the rest of your investing career, this is a viable asset class, if I can use that term, and you're serving an essential human need, and there is always going to need to be capital to make it available to people who aren't ready to purchase on their own yet. And so the business model is sound. All the rest of it is just noise, and you got to calm your spirit a little bit and assess what's going on and then move forward with your wits about you. And today's episode is really a lot about, from a couple of guys that have kind of been there, done that, how do you keep your wits about you in the midst of really what seems like relentless negativity?
You know, a big part of that side of it, I think, is the fact that we are more interconnected now than ever. And I don't just mean technology. I mean technology in the light of lockdowns. People are consuming more media. They're listening to a lot of different voices. And the negativity is forever permeating. And there's a great old Chinese proverb that maybe people are familiar with, but if you're not, I think it's really apropos here. And it's called "We'll See." And it's the story of a farmer. This farmer had worked his crops for many years, and one day his horse ran away. And upon hearing the news, his neighbors came over and said, "Oh, such bad luck," they said sympathetically. "You must be so sad." And he said, "We'll see." The next morning, the horse returned, bringing with it two other wild horses. "How wonderful," the neighbors exclaimed. "Not only did your horse return, but you received two more. What great fortune you have." To which the farmer said, "We'll see." The following day, his son tried to ride one of the untamed horses, was thrown, and broke his leg. The neighbors again came by to offer their sympathy on his misfortune. "Now your son can't help you with your farming. What terrible luck." "We'll see," said the farmer. The following week, military officials came to the village to enlist all the young men in the village into the army. Seeing that the son's leg was broken, they passed him by. The neighbor said, "Wow, what good luck." And he smiled and said, "We'll see." And the point of that story is no event in and of itself can be judged as good or bad. And it's really easy today to jump to the conclusion that because X happened, that's going to be bad. That's going to be terrible. And the kind of tongue-in-cheek title of the show today has to do with, you can say the coronavirus is terrible, and it certainly is. And we're not going to downplay the loss of life and sickness and what's happened to the economy. And that, I mean, that's terrible. But you can't say in and of itself that that tells the whole story, because we'll see. It's too early. When we say that tenants are paying their rent, well, that seems like an immediate problem. Everyone wants to jump to a conclusion about that. And yet today, many of our tenants are receiving more income than they ever have. And there was a report out this week that said only 5% of Americans who took forbearance agreements in the last 30 days couldn't afford their rent. In other words, 95% of people that took forbearance agreements didn't really need to. They were doing it because they could. And hey, let's face it, that's a little bit of a windfall for them. So I think as we go through today's show, you want to try to have as open of a mind as possible. Yeah, bad stuff happens. And sometimes it's just terrible. But in the grand scheme of things, life would not be the same. Your life would not be the same if it hadn't been for those things that have molded your life and your character and made you who you are. You might be a different person. I know we would have been different people if we had started listening to like our friends Peter Schiff and Robert Kiyosaki in 2006 and 2007 when they were sounding the alarm bell. We didn't know Peter back then, and we didn't really have the ears to hear Robert back then, and it cost us a lot. But you know what? It also made a lot of us. I think we're better, stronger investors today, having gone through tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of adversity in real estate investing. We're still here to talk about it. We're thriving in many ways. So it's super easy to just throw up your hands and say, life's dealt me a horrible hand and this is terrible. The reality is there's more to it than that. We'll talk about that today as we continue the program. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio show. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
In uncertain times like this, it's great to know there are two things you can always count on. High demand for affordable single-family homes to live in, and Terry Kerr's amazing Memphis team at Mid-South Home Buyers to find, fix, and manage the next addition to your recession-resistant real estate portfolio. The Memphis market is logistics and distribution dynamo with an economic engine that's essential to moving goods and critical supplies all over the United States. Quality rehab, proven profitable property management, affordable rents, and solid ROI make turnkey property investing through Terry's team a dream when it matters most. To learn more about Memphis and Mid-South home buyers, send an email to midsouth@realestateguysradio.com. That's midsouth@realestateguysradio.com.
With everything going on in the world, don't let your lack of financial understanding derail your investments. Real estate investors need to see the bigger economic picture. The Federal Reserve, bonds and interest rates, precious metals, oil and gas, cryptocurrency, and the inner workings of monetary policy. Just to start, if you're at all confused about how and why market metrics intersect and what it means to you as a real estate investor, take your understanding to a new level with the Future of Money and Wealth video collection. Discover the opportunity to hedge against inflation, deflation, and stagflation. Gain critical insights on real estate niches that perform well in challenging times and learn specific strategies to fortify your balance sheet before it's too late. Simply send an email to future@realestateguysradio.com for all the details. The Future of Money and Wealth includes 20 videos of powerful presentations and panel discussions featuring Robert Kiyosaki, Peter Schiff, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Doug Duncan, Simon Black, CPA Tom Wheelwright, Brian London, Dr. Chris Martinson, and many more. Email future@realestateguysradio.com today.
Hi, this is Frank Holmes, Chief Investment Officer and CEO of U.S. Global Investors, and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio show, heard every weekend on this great radio station and all the time at realestateguysradio.com. Do you know, radio listeners, that sometimes the podcast version of the show is just a little bit longer? Yeah, when you listen on the radio, it has to be exactly an hour-long program with network news and all that, but the podcast sometimes offers a little more, or on the other side, offers fewer commercials. So you can check out our podcasts at realestateguysradio.com or anywhere great podcasts are served. We're talking today about really putting on a happy face when it comes to all the negativity. How do you manage your psychology and live to become the best investor possible in light of what's happening?
I really think that's the key too, because it's a lot about how you set your filter. If you filter out all the bad news because you just can't handle it, then you're not able to, what Jim Collins says in his great book, Good to Great, how good companies become great companies. You can't confront the brutal facts because you're not willing to look at them. They drag you down. You don't want to hear voices that bring opinions you disagree with. You like to live in an echo chamber. We did that. I've lived that life. The problem is you miss the obvious because you filtered it out. The flip side of that is there are people that are permanently negative, that can never take action, that never want to get out and go into the world and try anything because all they can see is the downside. All they see are the problems. All they hear is the negativity, and they wait for the purest of pure skies and sunshine and clear sailing, and those days just never come. You know, I had an old mentor that used to say, if you want an excuse to quit, life is going to give you a million of them every day. Every day you're going to have a reason to give up, to quit, to say, I'm done. It's too hard. It can't be done. And yet evidence suggests that's not true, because if you look around you, there's people succeeding in the very same environment you may be floundering in. So it can't be the circumstances. And when you take ownership of that, whichever side of the coin you're on, whether you walk blindly into disasters because you didn't hear the downside, all you saw was the upside, or you never get off the couch and get out in the real world and put your neck on the line or risk any capital because you're afraid, whatever side of the fence you're on, the fact is there are people out there in the exact same environment that are able to take effective action. And so because we know how paralyzing perilous times like these can seem and be for people, we just thought a little shot in the arm would be a good idea. So the first step is really, you know, taking your filter off, looking at it objectively, cleaning it out, and then maybe starting to listen to people that you wouldn't normally listen to, read things that you wouldn't normally read, consider points of view that you normally wouldn't. And you don't need to accept them blindly, but you do need to hear them. Robert Kiyosaki taught us in the way he does book studies, before you try to interpret or relate or even process or act upon or choose to accept or not accept anything a speaker or an author is saying, the first thing you have to do, as Stephen Covey says, is seek first to understand, what are they saying? Where are they coming from? How are they qualified to have an opinion? And then once you've got that and you begin to see things through their lens, then you can put it through your lens, and then you see a broader picture. And having that broader perspective is just like a general in an army fighting a battle. If you're down in the weeds, if you're down in the trenches and you can't see the movement of the troops, you can't see the big picture, you're not able to craft an effective strategy because there's just things you can't see when you're mired down in the weeds. So it's good to take a step back every once in a while and go up high. And we spent a lot of time on this show staying up high. When the show went national after we'd gone through 2008, we realized that a lot of the difficulties we saw happen to ourselves and a lot of real estate investors came because real estate investors, by their very nature, tend to be in the weeds, very transactionally detail-oriented. We miss a lot of the big picture stuff. And so we said, well, we can add a lot of value to the world by focusing people's attention on the big picture stuff. Well, today, a lot of people are doing that. And of course, you know, the media and news has made a lot more available. The real issue today is, are you able to really see and interpret what you're looking at? And that starts with really cleaning your filter out and practicing having an open mind, as Robert said.
I think this idea of confronting the brutal facts superimposed over this idea of being aware of your filters is huge. We all see the world in a certain way. And because of that, we have this expectation. Part of it's the normalcy bias. We expect tomorrow to look like today did. But part of it is just, this is how it works around here. Think about the difference between your most optimistic friend and your most pessimistic friend. They can't help it. They see two sides of the same coin. And one person is on the lookout for everything that makes it bad, and one person is always looking for the silver lining. By the way, there's not right or wrong. It's just the way that we approach life. As real estate investors, we're trained to look for negative. When we do due diligence on a property, we're looking for the problems. We're trying to find where all the buried trouble is so that we can confront it eyes open. We don't say, no, I don't want to do an inspection because it might be bad news. No, we want to do an inspection. In fact, sometimes we call for a secondary inspection and we get our contractor out there and we say, how bad is it? And we get bids. We want to know how bad it is. We want to know crime in an area. We want to know net in-migration. I mean, we're getting the magnifying glass out and looking at the market for the bad stuff. but we're also in the market because of the good stuff, because of the trends, because of the need, the demand for a particular type of real estate. So real estate investors kind of already have this balance. You wouldn't invest at all if you were 100% a pessimist. And you'd probably have all kinds of trouble if all you looked at was, you know, the high side, the optimistic side. But we do say that opportunities are for optimists. Otherwise, we call them pessitunities. So today, we're talking about looking at it through this lens, this filter. And I think just an awareness of what your lens is. You know, we've been in the middle of recording a whole bunch of great content and interviews for our upcoming crisis webinar. We've gone to some of the smartest people we know to get their take on this whole epidemic and the financial outcome and then where will opportunity be and just all that stuff. And we'll tell you more about that before we're done. It's a marathon of a webinar and it's free. So if you haven't signed up for it yet, you're going to want to do that. Just a quick email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. But what's interesting is even though many of these people even are considered perma bears, the underlying theme isn't like, oh, woe is me. It's like, what can we do about this? There are people who believe that the housing market is tanked. But, and I know this isn't a Clues in the News show, but this article just came out on CNBC. Home prices in April saw their biggest gain in 2 years. So nationally, home values rose 5.4% in April 2020, which is an increase from the 4.5% increase in March. So prices are up. Now, inventory of entry-level homes fell. Fewer homes on the market. So if there's fewer homes on the market and there's still demand, coronavirus or not, some people have to buy a house. They're getting transferred, or they're moving, or they're downsizing, or they're having a child, they need a bigger house. There are people that are in the marketplace. And so even though the number of sales is down, a discretionary purchase may not be happening right now, the price being paid for real estate is up. So it's easy to look at the glass half empty, but you know what? If you're a seller of real estate and you may be doing okay. Now, they took it a step further in this article and talked about CoreLogix. CoreLogix comes out pretty regularly with their projections. They're predicting that by next April, home values will be down nationally year over year by 1.3%. And that's not hard to believe, but also 1.3% in home values down is not that hard of a hit. So again, it's always compared to what? Easy to get all riled up about it, but real estate investors need to learn, if they're not already, how to remain cool, calm, and collected.
Yes. Blair Singer says all the time, when emotions run high, intelligence runs low. And this is a very emotional time. We got riots in the streets. If you're paying attention to the economic and financial system factors the way we do, there's a lot of things to be concerned about. You know, if you trace it all the way through, as we've talked about, health crisis becomes an economic crisis where cash stops flowing, then debt goes bad, and that becomes a financial credit market bank crisis. And ultimately, to try to save the whole thing, the central banks print untold trillions of dollars in currency, and the currency goes bad. And then everything that you are used to working with, the entire economic environment you're used to operating in, changes, and it screws everything up. We're probably going to go through some of that. But humans are adaptable. Humans have found a way over the millennia to find a way to adjust to whatever the world gives them, whether it's a disease, whether it's a natural disaster, whether it's man-made wars or oppressions. Somehow, some way, people find a way. You can rest assured, I think, of all the things that you could be certain in, that people are going to find a way. What remains to be seen is where you're going to be in on that right now. You know, people complain a lot about wealth inequality. That's, I think, a big part of the underlying angst that drives what some of this protesting is about. I mean, it can be a lot of different things. I know they talk about race relations and police brutality, but, you know, there's just a lot going on, and we're not here to kind of analyze all of that. But, you know, we look at things through an economic lens because we're an investing show, and there's this wealth inequality thing going on. And the thing is, if you're not already wealthy and the earth is going to open up under your feet and you're either going to land in the, you know, get wiped out, or you're gonna land on the poor side where you're dependent upon the government, family, or charity to survive, or you've got to find a way to crawl out on the wealthy side. You know, one of the ways you do that is by finding a way to add value to people who are already wealthy. So in the midst of this crisis, when there's all kinds of chaos going on and a lot of money printing, and the money printing, if we had time to go through kind of the mechanics of it, typically is what leads to income inequality. The rich will get richer because all of the inflation will end up in asset prices, which is why real estate tends to be a good place to be in environments like that. That was the thesis in our book, Equity Happens, and we stand by that to this day, and probably even more so now. Then you're going to have to find a way to add value to the people who have those resources. Well, that's what syndication is all about. We've been high on syndication since 2008, the last time the capital markets fell apart, because when they fall apart, it creates a lot of opportunity for private equity, private capital. And obviously, you saw big equity players, big Wall Street players, Blackstone, people like that, that took advantage of that. But a lot of mom and pop syndicators got involved in the game. I think we've been at the forefront of that since 2011, teaching people how to do that. That opportunity has not only not gotten smaller, it's gotten bigger. It's gotten better. And so we could probably go on for hours talking about all the wonderful things that are going to happen on the back end of it. But if you don't get your sail set, if you don't get your filter right, if you don't get your paradigm fixed, it won't matter what we say, because your normalcy bias will filter it all out. And so the first thing you have to do is realize that there is going to be people who are going to be fabulously successful in the same set of circumstances. Others are going to become completely devastated. And the decision each of us has to make on a daily basis is, which side of that ledger do we want to land on? What do we have to do? What do we have to think? Who do we have to be around? And what opportunity should we gravitate towards to make sure that we're part of the winners, that we're part of the solutions, and we don't add to the problem? We've been talking a lot in this crisis investing webinar that we're doing about the idea of flattening the economic impact curve. You know, we talked a lot about flattening the health system impact curve by social distancing and all the things that people have suffered through in order to stop the spread of the virus. But through financial education and strategic networking and connecting people and capital to opportunities, we can actually help flatten the economic curve. And I think we all have an individual obligation to do that. And the good news is, when you're successful at doing that, you're successful and you help the world and you're rewarded for doing it.
We're talking about the good news for real estate investors in the midst of all this crisis and unrest. We've got more coming up. Plus, we'll play real estate trivia next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
When the world changes, investing strategy changes too. The coronavirus is disrupting economies, financial systems, and daily life like nothing in modern history. Sheltering in place might protect you from the virus, but a wait-and-see approach to investing now is like pulling the sheets over your head while the house burns down. It's not the time to be complacent. So we're calling our huge network of thought leaders, seasoned investors, and technical experts to find out what they're seeing, thinking, and doing to mitigate risk and capture opportunity, and we're recording all of it. We're calling it our Coronavirus Crisis Investing Webinar, and it's totally free. All you need to do is register. Remember, mainstream media doesn't talk to real estate investors. They don't understand you because Wall Street pays them not to. That's why the real estate guys are here. To register for the Crisis Investing Webinar, simply send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. That's crisis@realestateguysradio.com. Real world wisdom is the best vaccine for a healthy financial future. Send your email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys. If you want to expand your consciousness, expand your wealth, expand your future, and have more delight and excite in your future than in your past, keep listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio show, heard every weekend on this great radio station and all the time at realestateguysradio.com. We're talking today about getting your mind in the right place and approaching what's happening in the world and the world you want to create and not letting yourself slide into all the negativity. Before we get back to that discussion, it's time to play Real Estate Trivia, your chance to win a prize by knowing today's Real Estate Trivia question. In just a minute, I'll give you a question that has something to do with real estate, and if you think you know the answer, you'll send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address, because the first person that gets it right gets a copy of an awesome book called The One Thing That Changed Everything. Inspiring stories from folks who have been through the mill and lived to tell about it. Quite appropriate for today's topic. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on The Real Estate Guys, we were talking about what unprecedented stimulus means for real estate. We had Nomi Prinz and Peter Schiff on the show. We asked this, which U.S. state has the most lakes? Well, the answer is the state of Alaska. In fact, it tops the charts with a whopping 3 million lakes, leaving the runner-up state of Minnesota with its mere 10,000 lakes far behind. A lot of lakes in Alaska. Here's our real estate trivia question for this week. And I have no idea why I decided to tie these together, but since we're talking about Alaska, here's what I want to know. Summer is on the way. What's the hottest temperature ever recorded in the state of Alaska? You know, when you think of Alaska, you think of snow and cold. It's not always like that, of course. What is the highest temperature ever recorded in the entire state of Alaska? If you know, or you just want to take a guess, send your best guess to trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Trivia at realestateguysradio.com. Send us your name, the answer to the question, and your mailing address. The first person that gets it right gets this awesome book, The One Thing That Changed Everything. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking about coronavirus, civil unrest, unemployment, and other great news for real estate investors. And you might say, well, wait a minute, how can that be good news? Well, I'll tell you what, my 15-year-old said, well, these riots are creating jobs, right? I'm like, what? He goes, well, they're tearing down businesses, they're destroying storefronts. Isn't that going to create jobs, people fixing all that stuff up? Like, well, that's one way to look at it. But as weird as that sounds, that's a perspective. There are some businesses that are rethinking their very existence based on unemployment, based on social distancing. Now with all these riots and that craziness, who knows what business decisions will be made in the light of this? And it's just, you know, part of the way that things evolve. I don't think there's a human being who disagrees with the fact that those police officers in Minnesota should be held responsible. I don't think anybody disagrees about that. But I'll tell you what, my sister sent me a great quote from Nelson Mandela. He said this, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin, his background, or his religion. People must learn to hate. And if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite." Nelson Mandela was a smart guy in a lot of ways, and I think it's the same for us as we approach investment. Investment is not as important as your heart, but investment's important for the financial well-being of your family. And one of the greatest things about being a real estate investor is you're not just sitting in your underwear, clicking on a computer, and day trading for profit. You're affecting people's lives in a tremendously positive way. Most of our tenants would not be in the position to have clean, safe, affordable housing if it wasn't for us landlords. What we do is admirable. I remember when Robert Kiyosaki got up on the 2012 Investor Summit at SEA, his first time with us, and said, if you own only one house and you live in it, you're selfish. If you own a lot of houses and you allow other people to live in them, then you're generous. Now, the world doesn't necessarily look at landlords as being generous, but at the end of the day, we are, especially when we do good, solid business. We take the time to understand the marketplace. We follow the laws in tenant-landlord law. We do the right thing for tenants. We take great care of our tenants because they're our customers. We don't have income without them. And I think that gets lost in kind of the mainstream vernacular. Oh, the landlord is the terrible slumlord. And that's just not true. Certainly there are people that behave poorly, like there are in every industry. But for the most part, real estate investors do an awesome thing. It's why the tax codes in most countries give favor to real estate investors. So this is not a time to be mild and be meek. I'm not saying go out and buy everything you can. I think the opposite side of any crisis is opportunity. And I think we're going to see some of the best opportunity we've ever seen in real estate in the coming months and years.
Yeah, you know, we've talked a lot about how these types of events change the way people do business, the way they think. The Depression changed people. 2008 certainly changed us, and I think for the better. And I think that this entire sequence of events, which we're still very much on the front end of, are going to change people. One of the things that has come out that I think is going to end up being net positive, especially if you're in the United States of America, is the United States has realized that we have developed a tremendous dependence upon other nations, potentially hostile nations, or at least unfriendly nations or uncooperative nations in times of crisis, for key pieces of our infrastructure and in production. You know, we're unable to supply medicines and who knows what else. And I think now that we're awake to that, this is what happens is when you're under pressure and your model fails, which is kind of what's happening, then that's the feedback you need, like pain in your body, to fix it. If you break your bone, it hurts. It's terrible. But at least alerts you that something's wrong and that you need to go fix it. You know, leprosy is a terrible disease, but part of the problem is you lose your sense of feeling and then you injure yourself and you don't know you're injured. And then it ends up getting worse than it would have been. And it creates a whole set of issues because the pain is actually a gift. So as a society, as a world right now, we're going through quite a bit of pain. The lesson in that is the model is broken, and some of the things that we're going to end up fixing as a result of the feedback we're getting are actually going to make things better. If we succeed in the United States in bringing manufacturing back to the United States, there are entire segments of the population and entire geographies that are going to be revitalized in a way we haven't seen in a long time. The Fed and the U.S. government have shown that they're willing to spend virtually whatever it takes to get us over this hump. And if some of that money ends up being directed towards redomesticating manufacturing, that's going to be a tremendous opportunity for real estate investors that are paying attention. You know, I know right now Donald Trump is a very polarizing figure. You mention his name and you turn off half the audience and you invigorate the other half. And those, you know, ratios may not be exactly right, but whatever it is for you. But it goes back to what we said earlier. Love him or hate him, it doesn't matter. Whether you like the Fed or hate the Fed, and obviously if you guys follow me, I have an opinion, but it doesn't matter what my opinion is. It doesn't matter how I feel about it. They're going to do what they're going to do. And what I have to do is I have to keep my mind open to listening to what they're saying, watching what they're doing, which speaks louder than what they're saying. And then I have to adjust whatever it is I'm going to do to pivot off what they're going to do, which I cannot control. And it goes back to that adage as we're sitting here going through this that we've been talking about and we want to continue to reinforce. It's really important in times like this that each of us is diligent to do what we can do, to control what we can control, which is small, so that we're in the best position to respond wisely and promptly to all of the things that we cannot control. And we have to see those things coming, which means we have to pay attention to things we don't like, even people we don't like, even ideas we don't like, to see what's developing as clearly as possible, as soon as possible, so that we can begin to take action, either to mitigate or avoid a risk or to capitalize on an opportunity. And I think there's going to be a lot of both present in what's happening and what's coming. And so we just thought that it was a great time to get this message out to folks so that if you're not already there, and we hope you are, that you go to work diligently on getting there as quickly as possible, because things are happening fast. And the thing about events like this is when something breaks of substance, the floodgate opens up, and we don't know when and where. I mean, obviously COVID-19 was something that happened and the world changed really, really fast. I mean, shockingly fast. And the challenge is now, how quickly can we adapt? How quickly can we accept and make the adjustments that we each need to make in order to be where we need to be? But there's going to be a lot of opportunity coming our way.
Well, just a ton. And I think having the benefit of hindsight, the last time we went through this, we saw lots of opportunity in the wake. You know, at the end of March, Ken McElroy made a guest appearance at Secrets of Successful Syndication talking about the cycles in real estate and how encouraging it was to see Kenny talk about the long period of buyer's market that followed the crash of 2008. It didn't just give us 3 months of opportunity, it gave us years of opportunity, and I think we'll see that coming up. And when we come back, we'll talk about the best way to position yourself for that very opportunity, because it's coming. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
If you want to learn how you could potentially increase your net worth by over $1 million and quit your job in just a few short years, listen closely for the next 60 seconds. This is Brad Sumrock, and over the past 16 years, I've helped thousands of people invest profitably in real estate, but not just any type of real estate. I specialize in helping people syndicate large apartment buildings so that they can be business owners and investors. In today's competitive environment, it's even more important than ever to leverage an experienced mentor, invest in your education, and have a team of advisors that has established relationships nationwide. And so many people right now seem to be struggling to find deals and then get them funded, but yet Sumrock students are thriving in today's marketplace. We've purchased nearly 7,000 units and nearly $500 million in purchase volume over the past 12 months. And with the new Trump tax laws, apartment investors are positioned now better than ever before to pay even less in taxes. To find out more, send an email to apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com and you'll get my recent presentation called Why Apartments Now. That's apartmentsnow@realestateguysradio.com.
Don't be like Charlie, who scans the internet for IRA information, often getting bad information from copycats who have no idea what they're doing. You deserve to work with a reputable firm that specializes in one thing, the EQRP. Lucky for you, Congress just made it possible for you to get up to $200,000 out of your current 401k or TSP, so you can invest that money in real estate or even your own business. Even if you're still working, it's possible to get access to all this money tax-free. Whether you're a full-time investor, a doctor, or a government employee, even if you have employees, the EQRP is your secret weapon. You'll never see this strategy in Money Magazine, only here with the Real Estate Guys. Every major accounting firm in America is quietly sharing this strategy with their wealthy clients, helping them get their funds freed from 401k jail. Hi, I'm Damian Lupo, and we have your solution. With the CARES Act expiring soon, this strategy will be gone forever. The EQRP company is ready to help you unleash your retirement funds now. Want to learn more about this strategy? Send an email to eqrp@realestateguysradio.com for my special EQRP report today.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and I'm here today with Robert Helms of the Real Estate Guys, and he always has wonderful ideas to share with you that can improve your life, improve your income, and help you to achieve more than you ever thought possible.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Hey, if you've not yet signed up for the Crisis Webinar and you want to hear the latest on the mind of Peter Schiff, Robert Kiyosaki, Chris Martinson, Tom Wheelwright, Brian London, Danielle DiMartino Booth, and more, then all you have to do is send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com and you will get all the information to get on to the webinar. It's completely free. We just want to tap our big brain friends and get this information in people's hands. And again, this is a massive webinar we're producing in parts, and we're already through a lot of the production, and it is going to be amazing. Just send an email to crisis@realestateguysradio.com. We're talking today about really getting your mind right, managing your psychology, and being prepared for when opportunity does rear its head, because it's coming. We're going to see an amazing change, and of course, that means lots of opportunities. So let's, I think, in the remainder of the show, we've talked a lot about mindset. Let's talk about some practical things that you can actually do to be ready. The first is to be financially ready to go, meaning that if there's going to be bargains, there's going to be opportunity, whatever that looks like, and I'm sure we'll have shows and shows and shows on that as it happens, but if you're going to be there, you've got to have some dry powder. So you've got to have the financial wherewithal. So the first thing is to shore up your financial house. Make sure you're in a position to make the right investments. Stock market's back up. If you didn't get a chance to get out, maybe you got another chance to get out. Maybe there's some places that you can grab some equity. Whatever that looks like for you, get in a position.
Right.
And then I think the other side of it is if you're saying, well, Robert, boy, if you looked at my finances, like you wouldn't even say that. Here's the thing, as Russ talked about earlier, if you don't have the money, you can make tons of money by being of tremendous value to people that do have money. If you have hustle, if you have time, if you have connections, if you have expertise and experience in real estate sectors, then you are really well positioned to raise capital. And there's going to be a lot of capital that needs to go to work. And it's not an efficient market. It's not as easy as buying home builder stocks. I mean, you can certainly do that, but individual entrepreneurs that can raise capital when they see opportunity on the ground in their markets, look out. That's going to be a huge, huge area of opportunity.
You know, we talk about syndication all the time, and I think a lot of people kind of get it, but then I think a lot of people don't. Syndication is really combining two of the most powerful wealth-building opportunities out there. Number one, starting a business. Pretty much anybody who's gotten wealthy has done it by starting a business. And the next part of it is investing in real estate. It's one of the greatest ways to both build and preserve wealth and create all kinds of passive cash flow. When you can put those two things together into one activity, that's what syndication is. You start your own business investing other people's money in real estate. And real estate is not a hard sell because people inherently understand that real estate is a great place to preserve wealth, and it's the first place that banks and governments go to shore up votes and to back up balance sheets. Maintaining those asset prices is really important. Even when they come down, you know, we've seen it happen time and time again. And unless something changes fundamentally where people don't need real estate, it's always going to be there. So real estate syndication is that opportunity. The other thing that people don't understand about syndication is they think that they have to know how to do everything. And that's what I call the flaw in the A student mentality. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an accountant, you're used to being the answer person. But as a syndicator, you don't have to be the answer person. You're the question person. Your skill set is asking the right question. And it's, how do I find the answer? Who can do this for me? Who knows how to do this well? And the great news is, in an era of giant unemployment, there are so many A students, there are so many skilled people out there available. The ultimate role of a syndicator is organizing. You organize these people. So you find an opportunity, you organize a team, you organize the capital, both debt and equity, and using the advice from your team, you do the deal, and then your team runs the deal, and you just get a little tiny slice of the pie for putting it all together. But if the pie is big enough, your slice is really big. And that's where a lot of people mess up in syndication because they try to start really small, and it doesn't work that way. Really, if you're going to do syndication, you got to think big, and that's the whole point. Go bigger, faster. And if people really understood how fast it can go and how well you can do and how little you really have to know, you do have to know some things and you have to be really, really good at those few things, but you don't have to know 1,000 things. And probably whatever you do in your professional life is a heck of a lot harder than being a syndicator. And I think just if people understood that, the line would be out the door and across the block for people wanting to get in. But somehow it's been made out to be this big, mysterious, secret thing. And it's really, I'm not trying to say it's easy. It's not get rich quick. I mean, you definitely have to work. And, you know, things can go wrong. And that's why we do the training and we have the mentoring club and all that stuff to help people understand that, because we've made a lot of mistakes and but at the same time, you know, we've seen a lot of our students go on and do really, really well. So we know it can be done. And it goes back to this idea that if somebody can do it in an environment and they're open to sharing with you exactly what it is they're doing and how they're doing it, then you can probably learn to do it too. And because the market is so big and the mission is so compelling, there are many people who are willing to share with you exactly what they do and how they do it, because they know that in 1,000 lifetimes, we're never going to run out of opportunity. There's plenty for you. And if you understand that the mission is to help Main Street invest in Main Street instead of recycling Main Street money through Wall Street and then back to Main Street, there's no point. It doesn't need to go through Wall Street. It can stay on Main Street. And there's a lot of people that believe that that's really fundamentally fixing one of the flaws in our system right now that's being exposed. So I think the time is better than ever to get involved. And that's why we've got our Secrets of Successful Syndication back on the calendar coming up in September. Robert can tell you all about it.
Yeah, in fact, if you want to come out for 2 days and hang out with a bunch of super smart people, including folks that are new to syndication, we're just always humbled and honored by the people that show up for this thing. It's people that generally already have a lot of real estate understanding and real estate assets and just want to take that next level jump. But also, if you're new to real estate, talk about a way to collapse timeframes. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com under events. We'd love to have you at the Secrets of Successful Syndication. We're fully expecting it to be in person in Dallas, Texas, but we're also fully prepared for it to go virtual if it has to, and maybe we'll even do both, but we're aiming at a live event. Hopefully we all can get together again. And you know, Russ, you know, you talked about just a few things you have to be good at, which is true in anything. You know, best-selling authors just have to be good in a few things. Amazing athletes just have to be good in a few things. Chart-topping singers have to be good in just a few things. But all of those things include some natural talent. The few things that you have to be good at in syndication are 100% learnable, not 90% learnable, 100% learnable. So if you can't hit the high notes, if you can't run the 100-yard dash, if you can't do any of that kind of stuff, but you're willing to learn, then real estate syndication can be the thing for you. And we'd love to meet you at the live event anyway. I think the big picture today is just not to get mired down in all the naysayers and negativity in the world. Instead, look for the silver lining. Try to figure out where you can be part of the solution and not part of the problem. At whatever level, when we come together as an amazing human race, astonishing things happen. Now, unfortunately, not everyone thinks that way. So sometimes when big mobs of people get together, terrible things happen, even if their intent was good. I think if you want to change your financial future and you want to have more and become more, then you also have to be part of a community that is having more and doing more and thinking abundantly. Harder than ever to do under lockdown, but certainly possible. And there's such great voices and information out there, places you can get connected. We're honored that you chose to listen to our show. And we're going to have a great program for you next week. We've got some great guests coming up in the coming months. Until next week, keep on that smiling face and go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.